This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Look, as parents, it can be difficult to strike a healthy balance when it comes to consumption of screens. And joining us this morning is Anya Kamenetz, who has a new book out called The Art of Screen Time, How Your Family Can Balance Digital Media and Real Life. Thanks so much for joining us, Anya.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I always feel like there's this kind of overreaction. So computer games come out and they're like, violent computer games lead to people committing violent crimes, right? There's no evidence for it necessarily, but people start screaming it. Is it one of those things with screen time where people are screaming, like, we need less screen time for our children, and all kind of intrinsically we go, oh yeah, that makes sense and sounds like a good idea. But is there any empirical evidence to support it?
There's a lot of evidence on both sides. And so sometimes people end up cherry picking the evidence that suits them the best.
Yeah.
I will say that I combed through the research. I talked to dozens of experts, and there's real live concerns around two big areas where they have the most evidence are with sleep and weight. So kids who get a lot of screen time especially with the small screens now, the light is shining in their eyes, close to their faces. It's affecting their brains, the pineal gland in the brain, and that leads to shallower sleep and less sleep. And so that's a real life concern that you might not be aware of, because a lot of times when kids get overtired, they actually become very hyper, and they're masking that fatigue. But really, their little bodies are kind of in overdrive. And so it's an insidious thing.
Yes.
The other area, yeah, as you guys have probably seen that as well, right?
That there is the 6:30 manic, please calm down, it's almost bedtime moment.
Exactly. And it can happen even without screens, you know, just with the stimulation that kids have from a long day. Then the weight connection, you know, when kids use more than 2 hours a day of television, it can double their risk of obesity. And that's right around the average for young children. So there's a concern there as well. The behavioral stuff, the stuff that people, you know, that really grabs the headlines, addiction, depression, anxiety, those are a lot smaller, those studies. The effects are smaller, and they're a lot more inconclusive. So there's a little bit more room for debate, let's say, in those other areas.
And you're a simple dad and a simple parent. Can you give me some kind of simple rule that can help me to navigate this season with my family?
I sure can. In the book, I crib from Michael Pollan. He's a food writer, and he uses the slogan, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. And I use in the book, enjoy screens, not too much, and mostly with others.
Ooh, I like that.
That is really great.
So enjoy screens, let's not forget that they're in our lives for a reason. You know, they bring amazing stories, characters, they help kids access their imagination. The music can be wonderful, the video can be wonderful. Enjoy their creative uses, enjoy using them to connect with others, especially people that might be far away from you. Even for very young children, video chat can be an excellent way to use screens. Photos, taking photos, looking at photos. Not too much, I think, is self-explanatory. You don't want it to get in the way of other things, playing outside, good bedtime, family time, dinner time. And then mostly together is less intuitive, but basically the experts want us to use screens as a means of connecting within our families and not just always be divided by our own devices, right? So we want to have a live ongoing conversation with our kids about what they're watching, what they're learning, what they're playing. Play with them when you can. Use the phone together. Hey, Alexa, you know, what makes a cloud? This is like go on a deep dive together. Look at YouTube videos to answer your questions, and let it be something that's in the family space, not just something where, you know, the kids are plugged in and the parents are plugged in separately.
I think there is an issue, Anya, in that we want to restrict screen time for our kids, but actually we are all addicted to screens as parents and adults.
Mm.
How do we model healthy habits to our kids?
Oh, that's a huge one, right? Because parents want to be in two places at once. We're oftentimes working parents, and we really are called out by this all the time. I mean, my kids call me out, especially my older daughter. My younger daughter just grabs the phone out of my hand when she sees it, which is a good deterrent. But, you know, some of the things I suggest are try to put off the moment in the morning when you check your phone. It makes mornings a lot less hectic. I turned off notifications on my phone, so I'm not being called to the phone when I'm with my kids. And sleeping with the phone out of the bedroom is actually a good advice for everybody.
Love it. Hey, Anya, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.